You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. You've heard it before. With increased temperatures and more moisture comes the risk of heavier rain events. And it's what climatologists have been talking about for a while now. While we may not notice the 3-degree temperature rise nearly as much, we're really seeing the effects now of the added tropical heat. And what we went through may be rare in history. It's seemingly becoming more and more common today. From the floods in Texas that struck and killed in early July, to parts of Chicago soon after with cars underwater. Now, Juneau, Alaska is under evacuation for a major record glacial melt. And here, Wisconsin tries to dry out and pick up the pieces that were washed away. After hours of downpouring rain soaked many parts of Milwaukee area last weekend, it rapidly rose rivers, creating record crests on the Menominee River and 24-hour rainfall rates that are under review of nearly a foot or more. People's belongings are ruined, and with their hands deep into their pocketbooks now and plenty of headaches still ahead. While looters roam at night, storm chasers knock on their doors during the day, offering scams or quick fixes that we need to be aware of because flood insurance isn't included in many policies, and FEMA won't kick in unless it's declared a federal disaster. Meanwhile, this is considered a 1,000-year flood event. It's not common for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District to release water into Lake Michigan. Sewage spilled into the Milwaukee River, Menominee River, and Lake Michigan shores and around boat launches. And in case you're wondering, 1 foot of rain is equivalent to about 10 feet of snow. And more rain in the state this weekend, dragging the risk for flooding right back in again. In fact, new analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says data from the National Flood Insurance Program has jumped in the past 3 decades, stating that the climate has warmed and extreme rains are more likely. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
During the month of August, families are getting ready for the upcoming school year. One important thing that may not yet be on your to-do list is a vision screening for your youngsters. Aspirus Health is promoting National Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Health providers recommend having that first eye exam earlier than you may expect, between the ages of 4 to 5 years old.
If a kid's eyes aren't doing what they need to, they're going to potentially struggle in school, potentially struggle reading, potentially struggle socially. In order to get those bonds and those things that they need for proper development.
That's Aspirus ophthalmologist Dr. Charlie Ahrens. He says with the visual system, by the ages of 6 to 8 years old, problems can already be locked in.
So things like nearsighted, farsighted, or things like a lazy eye or amblyopia, where if we treat them early enough, we can prevent some of the problems that they may have later on in life.
According to the CDC, close to 6.8% of children under the age of 18 have a vision condition in the U.S., Vision problems in children are difficult to identify, and they can start right after they're born. Dr. Ahrens says if you notice your child not wanting to do certain visual tasks, standing too close to the TV or too far away, turning their head or eyes a certain way when they're trying to do visual tasks, or struggling to read, any of these could be indicators of a vision problem.
So obviously with Children's Eye Health Month, it's extremely important just because there are still a lot of kids that aren't getting seen, that aren't getting the treatment that they need.
You can learn more about the eye care options for kids and adults at Aspirus Health by visiting aspirus.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Basically, baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad, for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Victoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Victoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo Baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.